Guys on White Movies presents 1984 as the Karate Kid. How white is this movie? Trying to work on a good intro that announces the movie we're doing, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Always want to like refresh like the idea that, because I think this movie really highlights it, like the idea of like kind of dealing with mainstream American, aka like white, kind of myths and defaults within storytelling. And I don't know, I feel like 1984, there's some interesting stuff going on in this movie.
Interesting. That definitely a lot of interesting things happened in this movie.
There's a lot of interesting things happening in this movie. I think we were texting earlier, and I think I can let the cat out of the bag. I will say, for 1984, which I was kind of shocked by that number when I first looked it up, on the streamer, but it was shockingly not as egregious as I was expecting. Like the politics or the social racial politics of it are, they're not good. They're not modern, right? But they're not, I was just expecting worse for a 40-year-old movie than this movie gave us or gave me.
Totally. And I think I was expecting, like, I texted you when I started it, maybe like within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've never seen the first 10, 20 minutes of this movie. I promise you, I've not seen it, 'cause it just didn't,
Yeah.
I didn't recognize any of it. I was like, what is happening? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're into it now, but like I wonder, 'cause this is a thing that happened to me. Do you feel like when it comes, especially these like 80s movies that have like a bunch of sequels, do you feel like when you go back to the first movie, you're like, oh, everything I thought was in the first movie is actually from the sequels?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that with Rocky, the Rambo series, this one, all of them. I'm like, oh, I thought, I don't remember this movie that well because I don't think I would have seen it that much.
Right.
I don't know.
Hold on
I
one
was
second.
born at 83.
Right. So that's also weird, because it's like these movies are so ubiquitous, and it's like it's from your childhood, but it's like, yeah, my born. I was
Yeah.
born when this movie came out. This
Right.
movie's not from my childhood in that way.
Right. Absolutely. I always think about Star Wars that way. It's like, I guess I was born in the year that the last one came out, so it's kind of from my childhood, but I guess they were so popular at the time.
Yeah. I was trying to look up, I was trying to cheat and go ahead and get the streaming thing going, but I cannot figure it out in real time, so
Okay.
I will worry about that next time we record, I think.
All
Try to
right, that's cool.
live stream it. Okay, yeah. 'Cause I like my memory of this movie, and this is kind of Mandela effect, right?
Yeah.
And is just different than what the movie was. And like you said, so the sequel of a movie is often like in some ways a parody of the first movie.
Yeah.
Or it'll take the things that people think sold, or like the things that are sticky about the first movie, and it exaggerates them.
Sure, definitely.
And I think a lot of the Mandela effect is us remembering a parody of the thing, something that's sticky about it, and it kind of grows in our minds to being the thing.
Yeah, it's more heightened in the sequels, right?
It, exactly. There's like no karate in this movie.
There's very little karate in this movie.
This he's why is he the karate? He does so little karate, and then the tournament happens so fast.
Yeah, man. Like, I don't know. When we get to the end, well, I just mentioned it now. Like, I was shocked at how fat. And I know I've seen this and experienced it before. It's been a long time since I've seen this movie, but like, I am always shocked whenever I see it, like, how quickly that tournament ends and cuts to credits.
Bam. Immediate. And this is the same director that did Rocky. So that's important to note. He's the
That
first
makes
Rocket.
so much sense. Okay. There's a
And
lot of
yeah.
connections. Like, I definitely got the Rocky vibe. It feels like a younger person's Rocky.
For sure. And I guess Stallone joked that the writer had ripped off Rocky films with Karate Kid. And look, an underdog story is an underdog story, especially in a sport, and it's going to be similar.
Yeah.
So you can't really get by that. But yeah. 'Cause in the Rocky, he calls Adrian to the ring.
Right.
They hug and it freeze frames, it's over. And like I think the first couple Rockies end like that. Like, there's no aftermath.
Definitely a
Like you did the thing,
freeze
that's the
frame.
end. Freeze, definitely a freeze frame. So
For sure.
this has like the same ending and the girl, and he's happy, he gets a trophy. Even the guy, his opponent saying, "You're all right, LaRusso," is the same
Yeah.
as Apollo. Apollo says something to Rocky at the end, "You're all right, Rock," or
Yeah, something like that.
and then in the second one he was like, "No rematch," or maybe the first one he said no rematch, but anyway, some kind of acknowledgement of like we're equals.
Yeah. For
Which is funny
sure.
because okay, so this franchise is so interesting. We're going to get into specifics here in a second, but this also could be a franchise talk because there's like four Karate Kids.
Yeah,
If you
there's
got the
definitely
TV
like
show,
at
there's like
least four.
two dozen Karate Kids. They're all Karate Kids in the show.
Yeah, for sure.
But the show is so hyper parody. There's
Yeah,
karate every 3 minutes on the show.
every 3 minutes. And I
The
enjoy
show
it. It's
centers around
entertaining.
karate. It is entertaining. The show centers around karate. Like this movie is kind of karate's in the background, kind of.
Yeah. But yeah, no, absolutely. Like, karate in this film is just like what is the central conflict, or not even the central conflict, like just the mode of conflict.
It's like the
Like,
MacGuffin
it is
of
like
the
the
movie.
MacGuffin for sure. It absolutely is. Yeah, it's the Maltese Falcon of this
Yeah, like it's just
movie.
the thing. It's just the thing that they have to achieve or get or find.
Right.
But his conflict. So I was thinking about if there's a way to like break the podcast up of like the cultural things about it and then the movie itself,
Okay. Yeah.
Because that's definitely like a movie thing, right? How they use karate as like just a thread to that you follow through.
For sure.
Because I definitely like, oh, and I'm like, it's so obvious, but in my remembering of this movie, it's like in the culture, Mr. Miyagi is like a wise old man, but in the movie,
Sure.
he's just a cool old Asian dude who knew a little karate, but he knew more about life.
Yeah, for sure. He doesn't even, I think this is maybe a product of age too, but it's like, man, he doesn't even seem that old. Like
Right. He's not even that old.
he's like maybe 60. Like, that's less far away than it was.
It's kind of just a little like shit talker. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Just
he's
like
definitely a smart ass for sure.
an old Asian guy that works as this like handyman. You know, when Kreese gets in his face, he's like, I guess I'm gonna get beat up now, unless I can kind of talk my way out of it. You know, he's just a quick thinker.
Yeah.
He's just a guy in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then
Very
it's like
sharp, but lets
very
people think
sharp.
he's slow.
Yeah. That's like
You know
his
what I mean?
survival method, right?
Yeah. Or very just calm demeanor or whatever.
And then when he's teaching the karate, he's not really teaching karate. It's almost like he looked to me, an interpretation I found was, he was like, "Oh, Dan, you're weak. So I'm gonna have you do this cleaning stuff, and like, sure, you'll learn how to block, I guess." But it was really just to build some basic strength in this kid.
Right. Yeah, for sure. There was something about that that I found interesting too, in a sense where it was like, he was trying to also teach him that, you know, this martial art was kind of also just everyday stuff. Like, I thought that was pretty interesting as like a take on a sports movie, you know what I mean? But I guess Rocky did some of that too, right? Using everyday things to train and
And you can see where a guy like that was just like found that in life. He was like, oh, self-defense is just like washing a car or like painting a fence, and it's all like repetitive motion or just muscle memory and like a training of awareness, you know? Because Daniel,
He talks about awareness at one point.
like, how did Daniel win that fight? Like, he did the sidestep round kick to the stomach like three times on three different guys.
It also has
And
that 80s movie thing where like people just take really a lot of punishment that an actual person couldn't stand up to.
Okay, let's go ahead and just dive into the movie a bit.
For sure. Let's go.
Even though I think that's maybe better if it's the second half. Maybe not though, because
Yeah, let's jump into the movie.
this movie is interesting because it's just not what you expect unless you're, see, I'm 40. If you're 50 plus, you probably know the movie better. If
I
you're
would agree.
younger, you understand the movie culturally more than you know the actual movie.
Yeah. I would say even it was a movie that I rented a bunch as a kid. We never owned it. But there was like a rental place in walking distance. But even still, I haven't seen it in forever. You know what I mean? And I don't think it has that. It's not a movie that I think people return to all the time unless you're just absolutely a Karate Kid fan.
Until now, I will be watching this.
For sure.
Like, now I can watch it again. So what struck me was like, this movie starts in New Jersey. I did not know that. And he's just like a and like a lot of this is just is like taking what I thought it was and what it really is. So that's what a lot of the conversation will be. So he I guess because of his persona now and in the TV show, he's like this good guy. But he wasn't some special, like, upright, studious kid. He was just a punk kid.
Yeah, he definitely was a punk kid, like especially of that era. I feel like that's exactly what you would call that kid. Get out of here, you punk
Punk
kid.
kid. He wasn't like some good student. He wasn't like helping out old people.
He's an
He
all-around
wasn't,
smart ass.
he was just kind of a smart ass who was getting into the same trouble as any other kid who was looking for some action. Just in a general sense, who would do like, if he had his buddies, he would do some pranks on people. He's just like, just a kid. He's just a kid's kid.
Yeah, just a kind of a bored kid.
And when I think, if we were doing a franchise talk and we were like, look at Daniel LaRusso in the show, maybe in the later movies, I don't remember them that well either now. But he comes across as a guy who was like, I was more moral than the other kids. I was more like a good kid, and these were bad kids. And he was a good kid, and they were bad kids. But that is not really a case.
They're
They're
all
all
kind of
just
bad
punk
kids.
kids. Yeah, they're all just like punk kids. And what happened was he just wasn't a part of that group because he was the new kid. And
It's really like
maybe they were a little more aggro than is normal, but they had their issues too, which we'll get into.
Yeah, and I would say, well, you bringing that up, I never really thought about it, but it just makes it really clear about how much, at least at a subtext level, it's really about having the right mentor, right? Like, because basically all those kids, like you said, they're all punk kids. They're all kind of smart asses. They're all kind of want to be tough kids. They all kind of like fighting. You know what I mean? But in one case, you got, Sensei Kreese. And on the other case, you got Mr. Miyagi and kind of what that mentorship took, the directions that it took those kids in, you know?
It really does, like, who your kids are around matters so much. And as you know, I do the dad podcast. I was just doing it with our friend Tony,
Yeah.
and talking about, kids being around family and things like that. And even thinking about the Olympics recently, and it's like, yeah, the coaches, I had such horrible coaches
Oh,
as a
yeah.
kid in sports, and even thinking back, like, beyond my dad, this isn't really about, this show movie isn't about parents, it's about like
Yeah.
mentors and these other figures, but like just a litany of not great coaches
Yeah.
and people that didn't really, I think at least a couple coaches helped a couple kids somewhere, but overall these were not like people that really maybe understood or were capable of handling the responsibility of kids' minds,
Yeah.
and how to mold them and what that could really mean.
For sure. And so many ideas about, like, again, what it is to be tough or blah blah blah, especially in our generation. It's interesting hearing you talk about that, because one of the things that this movie made me thinking, not to get too far into that cultural conversation, we'll have it, but like, it also made me think about like how kind of it feels very much like other adults who are not parents are kind of mistrusted these days. And there are some horrible, horrible examples of why that is. And we all see a lot of it on the news. But it's like, I feel like in the 80s, this, kind of friendship with the old guy in the apartment building was not just something that people would see in a movie, but would actually be reflected in life. I feel there was kind of more, there's just not, it felt, I noticed it from a cultural level. It's not kind of that world as much anymore,
Oh
except
man,
in the
look,
movies or TV.
we're gonna return to that. I'm gonna make a note here
Yeah.
about something that I've been thinking about. Okay, so this punk kid from Jersey, him and his mom moved to Orange County for some reason.
Yeah. Said she got a job, but then she was at a, it don't, were they celebrating at a restaurant, or was she get, or was she working at the restaurant? I never
Oh,
really.
she got a promoted or a chance to be a manager. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's what it was.
She's like, I might be a manager. He was like, okay. She was like, you should be happy.
Yeah.
But like almost as soon as he gets there, he's like on his bike and another kid invites him. He's like, we're at the beach. We're going to the beach. A perk
Eddie
of living in
Fernandez.
California, man. Wait, who what?
That was this. No, that was the character's name. The
That
kid
was a
that invited
character's
him
name.
to Freddie Fernandez.
So right away he's hitting it off with the new kid, which again I was like, oh, he wasn't like an outcast. He was only an outcast because he was new. But they actually tried to welcome him, but what happened? He caught the eye of a young blonde.
Yeah.
She caught his eye, he caught her eye.
Yeah, eyes met across
A
the beach.
little teenage flirtation, and her ex-boyfriend saw it.
Right.
And he did not like that. Because to him, and you find this out later in the movie, like they're the perfect couple. And it's a classic
Yeah.
case of like an upper class, like, oh, my family and your family, you and me, we make sense.
Yeah.
It made me think of like something like Aladdin, even though it wasn't quite like that in Aladdin, but it made me think like this is like the classic Aladdin story. The girl who's like the princess of Orange County.
Yeah.
Suited to be with the prince, but the prince is a jerk and she doesn't really like him and she's looking for love. She doesn't really fit in with their royal crowd,
Yeah.
That's what this, that's what the story really is.
I'm
Daniel
gonna
LaRusso
part
was a street rat.
riff rap. I'm gonna pause you right there, because that's interesting that you call it Aladdin, and it makes me realize, like, I'm surprised now that I've never thought about there having the possibility of there having been another suitor in Aladdin, but that's definitely like a classic version of the story, right? She meets Aladdin, and there would have been another prince who was already like proposing to her or something like that.
Who the Sultan loved and was like, you have to marry.
Yeah.
Prince Hakeem, not Prince Ali. Prince Hakeem. He's the one, his family, they're rich, would join. And he probably, you guys
Exactly.
look so good together. And you know, he was tall, blonde,
Yeah.
karate champion. She's the popular girl, and you know, and they're all supposed to pair off like that. That's how it's
Right,
supposed to
exactly.
be.
Right.
But she's like, no, she doesn't fit in with that. So she's looking for something different. Daniel
Yeah.
LaRusso is something different. And that really is what it is. It's a love triangle right off the top.
Oh, for sure. That's like when we were mentioned the central conflict before, and karate being like the mode. The central conflict is definitely all interpersonal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? More so than the competition.
100%. Daniel
Yeah.
gets beat up by the guys. They fuck up. They mess up his bike and kick
Yeah,
his butt.
they kick his ass. Like, he gets hurt.
So he goes home, and he's just doing some kicks in the living room. They found him some book, some martial arts book, and Mr. Miyagi sees it. So they already had a run in because they need to something fixed in the house. And Mr. Miyagi was like, "I'll fix it when I feel like it." But now he sees the kid kicking when he comes over, and he's like, "Huh, this kid's gonna get his butt whipped." Kick him like that's what he's thinking.
Right. Can't fight for nothing.
So they start to form. I don't remember exactly how it happens, but Miyagi's like, was Miyagi like, come by my place and I'll show you some things? Or, because he
No,
ended up
he
over
fixed
there.
his bike.
He fixed his bike.
Mr. Miyagi fixed his bike,
Yeah.
and then Daniel comes to say hello or thank you, and then he's doing the bonsai trees, and that's when they start kind of talking and developing their friendship.
Yeah, because it's actually a long time before he's like,
Yeah.
well, he actually isn't going to help him. He isn't thinking about teaching him karate because that's not what he does. It's so
Right.
funny.
Yeah.
But Daniel tries to go to karate dojo. This was great filmmaking. He goes there and he sees the kids training and he's interested, even though the teacher, Cleese, is there yelling at him. He's like, this will make you tough. All the kids bow.
Yeah, that was great.
And he looks over, and the kid in front, who's leading who's like the top student leading the class, is his enemy, Johnny
Right.
Lawrence. And Johnny gives him a little smirk smile. He's
Yeah.
like, "Yeah, join this class if you want to get your butt whooped every single
No,
class if you dare." And Daniel was like,
the smirk
"Getting
was a
pissed."
great piece of film, right? Like,
The reveal when everybody bows and he's at the front of the class,
he doesn't
his
say
heart just
anything.
sinks. No, man.
Yeah,
He
he
just
just
goes, yeah.
smirks. Yeah.
He just smirks and goes, yeah. And everybody stands up and they get back into their, you know, what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's great filmmaking right
Great
there.
filmmaking for sure. So
Man.
he goes to the thing, right?
To what thing next?
He goes to the dojo.
And
He sees this, and then I think that's when he starts, yeah, developing the relationship with Mr. Miyagi, at least on the
developing,
fighting, kind of side.
yeah. And then, so more things happen like at the school. They go to school. He tries to talk to her, and every time he wants to talk to her, Johnny Lawrence is right there, like, what's going on? Let me get over here. And she
Yeah.
knows he's getting beat up, so now it's like a whole thing. Gets beat up a couple more times. They jump for his bike. It's bad. So now he goes
Yeah.
back to the dojo with Mr. Miyagi.
Nah, that's before.
Where
So,
do they see Kreese at? Kreese.
oh, yeah. They see him at the dojo. But this is also after Mr. Miyagi, when they chase him back to the apartment, and Mr. Miyagi has to beat up the kids. Or I don't know if he has to, but he beats up Johnny and the other boys because they are really taking that beating too far. Like, they're gonna kill Daniel.
Yeah, they're really it's tough. It's tough for Daniel. And this is where it's not like Rocky. Rocky didn't face anything in the movie. Rocky was just
Yeah.
wandering
Yep.
through Philly, you know, and then he would punch some meat and Mickey didn't want to train him and then Mickey trained him. It wasn't like Apollo was stalking him, like, hey Rock, pop, pop, you know. It wasn't like they were professional boxers.
Yeah, for sure. That's that is an interesting contrast. So yeah, anyways, they go back to the dojo, and then at that point, I think Kreese knows that they fought.
Yeah, Kreese is getting hip to like
Yeah.
what the kids are up to. He's aware. So yeah, he goes back to the dojo with Miyagi. And Miyagi is like, this place stinks. This guy is a jerk. Like he's internalizing
Right.
all this. He doesn't say it, but he instantly recognizes that this is like a bad situation for young
For sure.
Daniel at this age. This is gonna like turn him into a bad kid, basically. And Kreese even like pulls a kid out of line and like threatens him because he's not doing something right. He's like, you
Yeah.
gotta get it right or I'll you no mercy. It's like, okay. Miyagi's like, what? So Kreese steps to the mind, and I'm kind of laboring on this because it was such a like it's a pivotal scene. It's like the midpoint. Kreese is basically beating up the kids in class. And then he stops the class and goes to them. And he's like, Miyagi, I heard you jump some of my students. And Miyagi's like, no, they were beating up my kid. I came here to tell them to stop. This kid Daniel lives in my apartment complex. Like, we need to, kids need to not be beating each other up. And Kreese is like, survival of the fittest, my guy. I don't know what you're talking
No
about.
mercy.
No mercy. He's like, if he can't handle himself, maybe he should join the class. And Miyagi is like, you could tell Miyagi's like, this could get ugly quick.
Yeah, for
He's
sure.
like, Kreese might punch me. But there's this poster behind him for the karate tournament. And he's like, oh, if these kids want to fight, why don't they settle it at the karate tournament? Which was not like a challenge. It was just a way to like get them out of there without getting beat up. And to keep Daniel from getting beat up every day. Because he's like, and he tells him after, he's like, I just saved you 2 months. Like, yeah, 2 months
Right, and
ready
not
for this
getting beat
karate
up.
tournament. Because they're not going to fight you if a tournament is coming.
Right.
Kreese won't let, like, there's a code or like something that says
Yeah, like an
wait for the
agreement,
tournament.
gentleman's agreement.
Kind of a gentleman's agreement that they're all like agree to here. So that's just like a little ingenious, like, hustler mentality. Like, how can I get out of this without getting hurt, even though I know that like pain is coming?
Right. Yeah. And it goes back to that thing you were talking about earlier. It's the kind of how sly Mr. Miyagi was, and just kind of always not necessarily one step ahead, but the quickest to react out of anybody.
Yeah. And I
Like
was
quickest to read the situation.
totally. And just having an elder, right, to be able to do that, because he lived enough life to know how to handle bullies. And we had talked before, this is a complete deviation, but we had talked before about, like, in America, the history of America, to go right way back, people came here on ships that were just like all young, entrepreneurial 30-year-olds, 20-year-olds, right?
Yeah, sure.
There was no way they could travel here with their elders.
No,
So,
almost never.
a society being built with people just 25 with 25-year-old concerns is different from a society being built with people 25 who have people 50 mentoring them, telling them how things can work or how the world works, you know?
That is incredibly interesting.
So, like, Mr. Miyagi is that figure to tell Daniel, like, because Daniel doesn't have a father, right? A father in his life. To tell him, like, if you were by yourself, you would just be continuing to get beat up until you got a gun and shot somebody or until they killed you or it would get ahead. But Mr. Miyagi finds a way to defuse the situation and give Daniel a chance to still win.
He gives, and he's, I think he says that at some point, like, I've given you a chance.
Yeah.
There's something close to that, you know.
Yeah.
He's definitely a moderating influence, you know,
Yeah.
and it's, I'll leave that for the cultural stuff.
So, yeah, we're gonna get to it really in just a couple minutes here, because after that, the movie becomes more of what you think it is, where he's training, wax on, wax off, which is teaching him the movements and giving him strength and muscle memories to be able to block. And he's teaching him defense first. He's like, when are you going to teach me to punch? He's like, well, you got to learn balance. Balance is important. Which, if you're a guy that had to kind of skate by in life and figure things out, you do realize like physical balance is like one of the most. It's basically when they talk about core now.
Sure.
Got to get your core strong. It's all about balance and knowing how to land and evade is just more important than knowing how to strike, you know?
Absolutely. I think it's interesting too because, like, he's typically the smallest guy in the scene, right? So it's like, it's a great performance because it all feels very lived, right? Like, it feels like this kind of smaller guy has had to learn how to negotiate life with these, with, yeah, fighting if he has to and probably winning most of the time, but at the same time, like, just trying to defuse
Or
situation and skate by.
definitely scrapping, and even if not winning a fight, winning respect.
Yeah, winning respect, and surviving, right? Getting out of the situation.
Surviving. So there's a lot of training, and then there's another big conf there's two big confrontation scenes left. There's one where the ingenious costume of a shower at the school Halloween.
That
I
is a
love that
great,
costume.
costume.
He's dressed as a shower. And he gets the boy, he gets Johnny Lawrence, bad boy Lawrence, is smoking a joint in the bathroom, which super
Yeah,
taboo in 1984.
for sure.
And he turns the hose on him basically. He hooks the hose from his costume up and turns the water on and gets him all wet. Just a real funny scene there to show Daniel's like ingenuity and resourcefulness.
And
And
then
then the
books
scene,
it.
and then he books it out of there because he knows they're coming for him. He's like, oh my God. But it was real cool to see him get that get back. Some like classic screenwriting stuff there. This is a screenplay that should be studied in more classes.
Agreed.
And then the great scene where she's at like a ball or something for rich Orange County parents, families. And like she danced with her dad, and he's like, what's going on with you and Johnny? You guys are such a great couple. And she's like, Dad, you keep seeing that boy from Reseda, which I took issue with in the movie because he's from Jersey. They should have kept him, he should have kept saying, I'm a Jersey kid. That would have been just as bad, if not
Yeah,
worse, than
in
being a
these people's
Reseda
eyes.
kid. Yeah. And then they switch dances, so she's dancing with Johnny. And he's like, you're gonna make a scene here? She's like, oh, I guess I have to do the dance because this is a formal event. There, she's in a fancy dress, he's in a tux. And he forces himself on her to kiss her. Now Danny is there working. Of course, he's a working kid. He doesn't have no money. He's there as like a busboy or something.
No, he snuck in the back.
He's stuck in the back, but why was he dressed like that? Was he gonna surprise her?
I think he was just already, yeah, he was supposed to meet her out front. And he just happened to have like a red jacket on, and it kind of looked like some of the service guys. So he stuck in the back.
Okay, that's what it was. Because I must have turned away. I was like, why is he's a caterer here? But I was like, that actually makes sense if he was taking jobs, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe that would have been
It
better, Cayman. Maybe you should have thought about that. But anyway, he sees it, misinterprets it, of course, as like, oh, they're kissing at this party, you know, behind my back. So he turns to walk away and she smacks Johnny, calls him a jerk, like, don't ever do that to me again. And Daniel runs into somebody and gets spaghetti all over the place or whatever it was, pizza, whatever it was,
Something
red,
red, yeah.
some red sauce. And everybody sees it, so everybody's pointing and laughing at him, which really just makes it so that she knows that he was there.
Yeah.
So they all see each other. So then
Yeah.
at school, they have a little tiff. He's like, oh, you're, or at the arcade, which is another cultural thing we should get to.
Yeah, definitely.
They have a little tiff because he's like, well, you were kissing Johnny in the thing. And she's like, get away from me. And her friend is like, he forced himself. You didn't see what happened. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, baby. Basically. And she's like, it's okay. And he's like, I got to do this tournament. And she's like, I'll be there by your side.
Resolution of that relationship for sure.
Yeah,
That's
she's on it. Totally.
the moment. She's on side.
Because when we go to the tournament and she's with him, public, that's a public display.
Public display. She's on
You know?
the sidelines with him, cheering him on. Like she's there. At that point, it's Adrian, in the stands.
Yeah, 100%. And then the tournament happens. We kind of talked about that. He does a crane kick and wins. The thing about these tournaments is, where is there a karate tournament where you can just punch some, like, you know, karate tournaments are scored on points, not knockouts. Like, you don't get to
Yeah, it
just
was
like knock the
definitely.
wind out of somebody at a karate tournament.
I feel like this movie and probably its sequels even more so, like, made a whole generation of karate teachers' lives very difficult.
Sparring, and it's like they're you also have to wear gloves and like padded footwear.
Helmets usually too, the padded helmets.
Yeah, so like I remember we're gonna go ahead and switch to cultural stuff now,
Yeah.
because you know how the movie ends. The only other great part that happens is they're like, what belt is he? He has to be brown through black belt. And Miyagi's like, he's a black belt. They have no belts. He's like, what does that matter? What's a belt? You know,
Right.
it's almost like the old Bruce Lee mentality, right?
Very,
Belts are for holding up your pants.
there was definitely like a lot of Bruce Lee, because it was like there was a lot of fighting, the art of fighting without fighting. That was kind of like the whole thing. Obviously, Bruce Lee's Kung Fu, Miyagi, at least in this movie, is Okinawan karate, definitely different things, but there was definitely that kind of fighting without fighting ethos throughout the movie, except for when they had to be Americans and just, yeah.